Hi, folks. Doug McBurney here. Keeping Bob Enyart live on the radio is a labor of love that demands our attention every now and then. And now is that time, and he needs your help to stay on the radio for another year. Bob's presence on the mighty 50,000-watt KLT in Denver gives him the ability to promote godly ideas on the terrestrial airwaves. I'm asking you to call right now or go online to purchase any or all of Bob's eye-opening Christian resources available in written, audio, or video formats. Call 1-800-8-ENYART right now or go to kgov.com and come alongside Bob's vital ministry and keep Bob broadcasting for another year. That's 1-800-8-ENYART or go to kgov.com, kgov.com right now to give Bob the essential support that only you can offer.
Warning, warning, there's truth overhead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob Enyart Live.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob Enyart Live. I'm the pastor at Denver Bible Church and in studio.
Hey, I'm Doug McBurney, the host of the Weekly Worldview.
Doug, you were in studio yesterday, Sunday. What were you doing here on Sunday?
I was hanging out with some amazing people.
Oh, yeah.
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 Walt, am I allowed to say? Yeah, Walt Brown.
Yeah, I think so. Walt Brown was here, Walt and Peggy Brown.
It was an honor to meet Walt and Peggy.
Walt Brown, one of the most successful creation scientists in history.
Yeah.
And he is his theory is the topic of our new video, The Global Flood and the Hydroplate Theory.
Yes, which people can order. And if you order it this month,
yeah,
your order will go toward the telethon.
It'll help the telethon. We have a $25,000 goal that is just so vitally important.
Yes.
That we reach. BEL is struggling, like everybody is struggling. You know, Obama's a great president.
The
economy
Obama
is doing so well.
The Obama recovery.
We're all desperate.
Yeah, no kidding.
BEL is desperate.
It's difficult.
Like many people are, and we need the help of people who value this program. So, Doug, with Walt Brown being here in studio yesterday, that was an honor.
It was awesome to be able to thank Walt for helping me to formulate answers to questions about creationism.
Yeah.
That my kids might ask as they grow up.
Yeah, right.
I could thank you as well, by the way, Bob.
Well,
because you've
we've
helped
all been,
dramatically.
We've all been studying the Bible for decades now and teaching here at Bob Enyart Live. And creation, evolution, our God-given right to life, all these
Amen.
Are fundamental principles. And the better you understand them, the more equipped you are to, first of all, have a good life, a successful life,
yeah,
and have a good family and just be a positive influence on those around you.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of folks, my generation, your generation, we grew up with this inherent conflict. At least I did. My mom and dad were Christians and creationists, but my school, my science teachers, they were not.
Mm.
And my science teacher would send me home with ideas and questions that my parents were not equipped to answer when it came to young earth creationism.
Yeah.
And so this caused a problem in my mind that I ended up falling away for quite a while and losing faith.
And you and millions, like Ken Ham's book, Already Gone.
Yeah.
In fact, Walt and Peggy Brown were saying what an important work Ken Ham did in researching and writing that book, Already Gone, about millions of young people, Christians, growing up in church, and the ones who go to Sunday school and the ones who pay attention and they leave their faith when they leave church, when they grow up and they're out of the house, then they don't go back to church, they reject God. And the primary reason is because they've not been taught how to confront the lies of the culture of godless evolution, the Big Bang, and all that.
Yeah.
And the age of the earth.
Now, as a parent, I'm insulating myself a little better than my parents were insulated because I'm not sending my kids to be brainwashed every day by a secular, atheistic science teacher.
Yeah, an officially godless curriculum in our public schools. And when our kids are homeschooled, academically, there's science and history. They learn so much more than the kids who go to public schools based on standardized tests.
Mm.
And based on standardized tests, homeschoolers excel. So anyway, I appreciate Walt Brown doing this. This here interview we did with Walt yesterday on trans-Neptunian objects.
Wow.
Mind Those blown. Are the objects out beyond Neptune yeah. in our solar system. We're not going to air it on Real Science Radio this Friday. We're just not.
Well, you're not?
We're just not. Because
you'll leave them hanging.
Because we have the big news.
Oh, yeah?
Scientists have just discovered, and they don't realize what they've discovered. They know it's huge.
Okay.
But they don't realize exactly what it is. They just have discovered, they've unearthed Behemoth.
Oh, I read
from
that
Job,
headline.
The book of Job, chapter 40, God's the chief of God's creations
yes.
of the animal kingdom, dwelling land animals.
Yeah, they found
the most massive dinosaur ever found. Doug, it is so, you know, an African elephant is, what, 5 tons about? T-Rex is 8 tons.
Yeah.
A big old titanosaur is about 30 tons.
Yeah.
A Boeing 737 is 50 tons.
Yeah.
This here, Behemoth that they discovered.
Yeah.
They don't know what it's called. They called it Dreadnoughtus.
Yeah, Dreadnoughtus. I thought that was.
Yeah, they don't realize it. They haven't discovered it. They've just rediscovered
right,
it.
Right, it already had a name.
Yeah, God called it Behemoth.
That's right.
The Boeing 737 is 50 tons. This Behemoth dinosaur is 65 tons.
Wow.
It's the equivalent of 3 school buses.
That's incredible.
It's enormous.
Wow.
And just like the Bible says it was a vegetarian. It was not a meat eater.
That's right. Right.
It ate, you know, the grasses of the field, and the beasts of the field played around it. They weren't afraid of it.
Right.
And so they said, well, we found this, the greatest beast that ever roamed the earth, and it was a vegetarian. And we're like, no kidding. That's what the Bible says. And so it's just so exciting. So that breaking news, we're going to cover this Friday on Real Science
okay,
Radio.
Okay, now they found a number of bones, the most intact. They think they may have found
130 bones.
130 bones.
Yeah, and guess what? Now, I shouldn't say this. Inside baseball.
You could say
we just recorded that show, that Real Science Radio show. We just recorded it.
Oh.
And so it's going to air on Friday. But what we didn't know at the time, based on the articles we read about Dreadnoughtus,
yeah.
we said that they need to investigate these bones for soft tissue because most likely there will be soft tissue
like,
in
that's
them.
That's the first thing I thought. Have they cracked
yeah.
open any of the bones?
So now it's been reported that the discoverers of Dreadnoughtus asked Mary Schweitzer from North Carolina State. This is the Iron Maiden herself.
Yeah.
This is the woman who has discovered dinosaur soft tissue.
Wow.
And now all the scientists in the world have discovered dinosaur soft tissue.
You're not kidding.
And they've asked her to investigate these bones to see if they could find intact proteins, possibly DNA, and so on.
Well, what are the odds?
Osteocytes.
I think the odds are pretty good.
The odds are good because
good,
soft tissue is not this rare thing that you could never find.
Yeah.
Pretty much when you look for it, you find it.
Yeah.
Because dinosaurs are only thousands of years old, not millions. So that's what's coming up on Real Science Radio. But Walt gave a plug for our DVD.
Yeah.
It's downloadable. It's available on Blu-ray, DVD, high definition, The Global Flood and the Hydroplate Theory.
Mm.
Boy, that'll help our telethon, too, if people order this.
Yeah, that would be huge. The Global Flood and Hydroplate Theory. Order today. How much is it? It's like $300?
It's introductory price. Normally $50. $10 off, $39.99.
39.
Yeah. And you could download it. It's big downloadable.
I thought you would price that around $399.99.
And
it would have been a bargain at that price. it's awesome.
Well,
hey, you're very I got to tell you what it was quite a thrill to be sitting at a table hearing Walt Brown thanking Ken Ham. It was just an amazing day
yeah.
yesterday hanging
yeah,
out with Walt.
Awesome.
It was really good stuff.
Yeah.
It was, in fact, it makes the news of the day pale in comparison.
Well, compared to that, is there news?
Well, I mean,
there must be some news.
We've got,
I know that Obama said the world is messy last week.
Yeah.
He said it's messy.
It is messy.
But he said it's always been messy. We're just hearing about it more because of Facebook.
Right.
And I thought, this guy is delusional. Doug, when we started on TV back in the 90s,
yeah.
Bob Enyart Live, I remember in South Bend, Indiana, Notre Dame, there was in the South Bend Tribune on the front page, a report of the three murders from the day before. Three murders.
Yes.
And we talked about how murder has become epidemic in our society.
Yeah.
And so the police spokesman at South Bend responded saying, hey, it's the same as it was 20 years ago. We're just talking about it more.
Oh, really?
So I got the South Bend Tribune from 20 years ago the same day.
Yeah.
And the worst crime in the whole paper was a purse snatching.
Yeah.
Which is bad, but that was the worst.
It's bad, but it's not murder, and it's certainly not an epidemic of murder.
And Doug, you know, Obama grew up hearing this, that things are not really that bad. We're just talking about it more.
Yeah.
That was in the 60s, you know, in the 70s, in the 80s, in the 90s.
How long can you...
I mean, we've been talking about bad stuff for a long time.
Well,
it's delusional.
What's disturbing about Barry is that he seems to think it's going to be okay, and he doesn't really have to actively do anything because we've always gotten through these things. We'll just get through them.
Right.
We'll get through them.
Right.
But someone needs to remind him that he's the president. If we're going to get through them, he needs a strategy, a plan. He needs to act.
He doesn't have a strategy.
He doesn't have a strategy from what we understand.
You have a strategy.
I have a strategy for eliminating ISIS in Syria. By the way, if it's approved, the final draft, here at Bob and Yart Live headquarters by our research team, you'll get that as a free gift if you donate... If you subscribe to any one of our monthly offerings, we have Bible studies, we have sermons, we have topical videos.
Yeah.
Or if you donate $10,000 or more, no, $100 or more, you'll get a free strategy. And we're willing to send it to Valerie Jarrett, the person in charge at the White House, too, if she wants it.
Well, they need direction.
They need some help.
Or maybe they'll offer a reward like they did for Osama bin Laden's head. And then Denver Bible Church could put together another team.
Yes.
Because it could be our building fund project.
And we could craft a strategy. All we've got to do is check this one for typos, and it's pretty much ready to go.
Yeah.
And that's a free gift. But
so is there actual news?
Well, Mitt Romney made something of an announcement on one of the Sunday shows.
Oh, yeah. He's running for president.
Well, here's what he said specifically. He said, I'm not running. I'm not planning on running. So he said, I'm not running, but then he immediately admitted that with, I'm not planning on running.
Right.
So that's
which is a way of him saying, please beg me, please beg me, beg me, please beg me.
If you'll ask me nicely, and if Karl Rove will make a really big deposit into my campaign fund, I may consider. I think he's running. Pat Buchanan predicts that he's running. There's no one else. And I mean, look at the Republican field. It's pretty embarrassing. They could end up with Romney.
It could be. If they do, it'll save me a lot of work because,
it's true,
you know, when the Republican candidate advocates killing some children, then we do everything we can to warn Christians that your child killer is worse than their child killer.
Mm, that's right.
I mean, that's a statement that is always true.
Mm-hmm.
Your child killer, the one who you support, is worse than their child killer, whoever they are.
Yep.
And said, when you support somebody who kills the innocent intentionally, then that's the worst possible decision for you to have made.
Yeah, yeah. And Mitt Romney could be the only man who could lose against the obvious Democrat nominee, Elizabeth Warren. Right? I mean, he could actually lose to her. Which is, that's a stunning statement.
I thought Lois Lerner was running. I mean, he could lose potentially to any Democrat regardless.
Yeah, just pick one.
Al Franken, Hillary Clinton. Because 3 million Republicans did not vote for Romney when it was Obama's reelection.
Yeah, and Obama was really unpopular at the time.
So that's how, I mean, Romney not only makes people who are conservative, Christian-minded, sick to their stomach.
Yeah.
It's evident that he is the Democrat with the R after his name. So if your goal is to further destroy the country and to utterly destroy the Republican Party, then you support a Democrat to head up the Republican Party.
Yeah, that's it.
And so that's it.
That's where they're headed. That hardly qualifies as news. It's not that interesting, and it's certainly not entertaining at all to talk about. I'd much rather talk about Stephen Hawking. At least it's entertaining. Stephen Hawking, you remember him?
He's very entertaining.
Stephen Hawking, I think, is beginning to feel his own mortality, sense his own mortality. He knows he doesn't have much longer, and he's he's afraid of almost everything.
He's afraid of, yeah.
I think
his own Higgs boson shadow. He's afraid of everything. He's absolutely afraid of everything, Doug. Yeah.
It's bizarre to watch.
I mean, we did a show a while back. Stephen Hawking is a lunatic. He's afraid of aliens. He's afraid of global warming. He's afraid What's he afraid of now?
Well, yeah, now he's afraid of. He says the God particle could destroy the universe.
The Higgs boson.
He's half right there. Just get rid of the particle part.
And it'll all dissolve fervent heat.
So he's worried if the Higgs boson were to become unstable, it could cause a catastrophic vacuum.
Do you remember, just 2 months ago he was afraid of artificial intelligence?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Remember that?
Robots.
He said computers. That we shouldn't dismiss. He wrote an article.
Yeah.
Max Tegmark and others, we shouldn't dismiss highly intelligent machines, the danger that they present.
Yeah.
Regardless of the fact that machines have no awareness, that we speak of artificial intelligence because they don't have any actual intelligence.
Hello.
Seems to overlook these things. Remember he said about the aliens? This was just like, 2 years ago or so?
Yeah.
He said, if you meet an alien, like you're going grocery shopping,
right.
You're in the parking lot,
mm-hmm.
You got your cart, and you meet an alien, he advised.
He had advice for that.
Don't talk to them.
Uh-huh.
Don't talk to the aliens because they're probably mean. You know, like on Star Trek, they're lost in space.
Yeah, a lot of them were mean, I remember.
They're probably mean.
Right.
And then remember what he said about global warming, which is why we did the show. Stephen Hawking is a lunatic. Do you remember his advice for global warming, how to deal with...
Was it swim? Learn to swim? I don't remember.
He said that we need to go to the moon.
That's it. Go to the moon. That's
to escape global warming.
Right.
I mean, doesn't he know the daytime temperature in the moon is over 200 degrees?
They had to build special suits with air conditioners in them.
The moon doesn't have liquid water. It doesn't have oxygen. Or he said we should go to Mars.
Well...
Because Mars is not as hot as the moon. It's true.
Well.
It only gets to a high of 1 degree.
That's
in a low of 178 below zero.
Yeah.
So what is he talking about? Go to the moon? The guy is a lunatic.
Yeah. It's sad to see.
Don't talk to aliens. He's afraid of artificial intelligence is going to take over. And fear the Higgs boson, the whole universe is going to.
Yeah. Now, did you know that Mr. Hawking had made a bet that the Higgs boson would not be discovered?
Oh.
He bet another physicist $100.
Wow.
And he lost that bet.
And did he pay up?
Well, the article doesn't say if he. He says he lost the bet. That's and he says now that the Higgs boson's been identified, physics has become less interesting.
Mm.
I guess
I remember Paul Ehrlich lost the bet with a conservative economist.
Yes.
Do you remember that? A 10-year bet? In fact, we have a DVD.
That's right.
Evolutionists lose a 10-year bet. People could download
Environmentalists.
It from our store.
Evolutionists, they're interchangeable.
Environmentalists lose a 10-year bet.
Yes.
And Ehrlich, the conservative, said, okay, you could pick any 10 raw materials.
Right. Grain.
Any 10.
Yeah.
Anything.
Rice,
oil.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Grapes.
Coal. It doesn't matter what it is.
Pick any 10.
Zinc.
Right.
Anything. And in 10 years from now, they will be more plentiful.
Mm.
Not more scarce. Well, Paul Ehrlich is a lunatic.
Well, he was predicting that there would be massive famine within 10 years.
He said 65 million Americans would starve to death during the 80s.
Right.
A billion worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And the more people we have, the more we're able to feed the world's people. It turns out
that way.
What, a billion people came out of poverty in the last decade or so?
Yeah.
So at any rate, Paul Ehrlich lost the bet because 10 years later, it turns out all the 10 natural resources that he identified, they're more plentiful.
Yeah.
They're cheaper.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't write the check.
Hey, now, wait a minute. He wouldn't pay off.
That's why I want to know if Stephen Hawking wrote the if he paid up.
Well,
but
based on his track record,
he had his wife write the check.
Oh,
Mrs. Ehrlich.
Ehrlich
wrote the check.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So the person who won the bet eventually did get paid.
Yeah.
And we, and by the way, that video is still available here at Bob Inyart Live.
Yeah.
If you want to go back and see how ridiculous the environmentalists were 15, 20 years ago. When did Ehrlich write his tone?
Population bomb?
The early 80s, late 70s?
Early 70s, I think.
They've been screaming about this for 35 years. Yeah, how can they be taken seriously?
It was global cooling before it was global warming. And so, Doug, if someone subscribes to the BEL topical videos, they will get, that'll be one of the videos they get. Every month you get just a great video. And coming up real soon here, people are going to be getting the global flood video.
That'll be a part of the topical.
The global flood and the hydroplate theory if they have the monthly subscription. Now, of course, somebody could just buy it outright. That'd be wonderful.
But the subscriptions really help keep us on the air.
The subscriptions do because it's monthly revenue that we could count on to meet all the financial demands of being on the air and on the internet and the seminars we do, which, by the way, Doug, coming up in November, we have a flood seminar in Denver at the Brown Palace, a Saturday seminar. And boy, am I looking forward to it. We did a seminar on the flood in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
We had a wonderful time. It's what led to this video. And so now the plan is we've reserved a room at the Brown Palace on a Saturday. I think it's going to be 9 to 4, something like that. And we just expect to have a fabulous time.
Now, we haven't nailed down a date yet. Are we ready to announce a date?
Yeah, it's Saturday, November 15th.
November 15th.
Yeah. From 10 to 4.
From 10 to 4 at the Brown Palace, which is a nice facility.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's got plenty of floor. We're going to be up high enough in case there actually is a flood. There's not going to be a flood in Denver. There's going to be a flood seminar in Denver.
Flood seminar.
We're not like Stephen Hawking running up to the 17th floor.
No.
Worried about aliens, artificial intelligence, floating up.
Filling your basement with food that'll last, guaranteed to last 30 years for Y2K.
All right, so one of the videos that's available in the topical video series, should you choose to subscribe, which you can do by going to kgov.com, kgov.com, or you can call 800-836-9278, that's 800-8-NYART, and you can subscribe. One of them is divorce and remarriage, which is a real eye-opening video on biblical material related to divorce.
Yeah. And when remarriage. We get orders from Doug, sometimes there's painful stories behind those orders. Yeah.
I'm sure.
But
The
Bible, divorce, and remarriage.
So there's an article today from Reno, Nevada. Did you know that Reno was once the divorce capital of the world?
Oh, no. I didn't know that. But
yeah, because they had really lenient divorce. It used to be hard to get a divorce, believe it or not. One of my family members back in the 1960s divorced his wife. He lost his job. He lost his pension. And he had to leave the state. Yeah. I mean, it was a big deal.
And it should be. Instead, today, there's no-fault divorce, which is evil. Divorce is a covenant. It's a contract, the most important in our society.
Yeah.
And it's the only contract that you can break with impunity, which is insane, and it's cruel to kids.
Yeah.
And it's dishonoring to God.
Yeah, and it's destructive to women. And I didn't know this because all of my life that I can remember, divorce has been just easy.
Rampant.
Easy. And so turns out divorce used to be really difficult, especially in certain countries. It was very difficult. Mm. People would move to Reno, Nevada just to establish their residency so they could take advantage of the quickie divorce. They called it migratory divorce. And it was a whole industry for throughout the 20th century.
But it died out.
It died out in the 1960s when all the other states followed Reno.
No-fault divorce.
No-fault divorce and all that. Right. I had no idea
the cruelty of no-fault divorce.
Yeah.
You know, the Bible talks about sexual immorality and abandonment as the grounds for divorce.
Right.
And so abandonment, let's say your husband or your wife gets injured. That's not abandonment.
Well, no, that's through no fault of their own.
Yeah, but if they do abandon you and leave, then that's abandonment. The Bible says you are not under bondage. You could remarry. If, let's say, your husband commits a crime, like robs a bank, and he goes to jail for 10 years, that's abandonment.
It is,
Or if there's domestic violence, and the one is beating up the other, or if the one is trying to get the spouse to commit a crime, or committing some kind of I don't even want to say the words, but a molestation of a child or a stepchild. Yeah. That's effectively abandonment, those kinds of crimes.
Right. That's all very logical. And then
yeah.
The video is a tremendous resource. That's part of the topical video series as well. And it brings to mind how much I hate Ashley Madison and how I cannot believe that they're able to operate as a profitable business.
That's that web service?
It's where people go to cheat on their spouses. They can sign up, they start an account, and they get connected with other people who want to cheat on their spouses.
And they can't actually have clients.
They do. They claim to have millions of people who have active profiles on this
How could it possibly be? So you mean if somebody meets somebody through that site,
yeah,
then do they have to prove that they're married? Like, could you sue the person if you find out they're not married?
Well, that I'm not sure about that.
I mean, everything is so insane.
Yeah, you would think a website that's promoting utter immorality, how are you going to count on them to run an ethical business when what they're doing is just utterly immoral?
So Bill Clinton did an ad for them, is that right?
I'm not sure about that. They do run ads, though. They run ads on television advertising cheat on your... It's unbelievable. Mm. That should be a crime. The people who run Ashley Madison, the police should kick in their doors and arrest them and drag them out of the building.
You know, ClearPlay, where they... You could watch a DVD and it edits out.
Oh, yeah.
Which is so great.
Mm-hmm.
Family-friendly, family entertainment with a ClearPlay DVD player.
Yeah.
Because it gets rid of vulgarity and inappropriate scenes. Well, they need a service like that just for TV generally.
Oh, yeah.
So you could set it if you want to block out all commercials, block out certain kinds of commercials. It's just...
Because they've become... borderline pornographic commercials. It's hard to watch TV. Now,
if you
subscribe to the monthly topical videos or Bible study videos, sermon videos, you don't have to play them in a ClearPlay player. You can play them, and they're all family approved.
Yeah, and not family approved is like John Stossel on Fox.
Oh, that guy.
His voyeurism with college girls and showing their sexuality on a show. Yeah. He's a pig, but he's an atheist.
Yeah, I believe
so. I don't want to be redundant. But, and he's, he's a materialist.
Well, you know what I say about Fox News?
What?
No. Fox News is just CNN with skirts and hiked up and transvestites. It's just disgusting.
And a lot of makeup.
A lot of makeup, yeah.
Pancake.
Anyway.
Hey, I think Megan's reduced after we did those two shows. Said she was. What did we say? She was a corpse with lipstick.
They changed the lighting or something for her. She's looking better.
There's some tone in her skin now. Hey, Bob and You're Alive, KGov.com.